Praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
As we are coming closer to the end time, we have to talk more about prayer. And the subject today is prayer in end time. And the Bible text is first letter of Peter, chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Here it says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins." Amen. As we have reached the end before the rapture, we are called to pray, to encourage each other to grow in love for one another. We are called to persevere in faith. The word therefore, as we have reached the end of all things, therefore be serious. The word therefore shows the connection between the second coming of Jesus and prayer. Why would Peter think prayer is so urgent as the end draws near? This is exactly what he has heard of Jesus. Praise the Lord. In Luke 1, chapter 21, verse 34 and 36, it says, But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that they come upon you suddenly like a trap. And then, verse 36, but stay awake at all times. Pray that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. So watch yourself that the cares of life may not be your ultimate goal. Watch yourself that money making will not take you off the Bible. Watch yourself that things of the world will not take your whole energy. Watch yourself that you don't drowse off, but that you are awake. Pray that your own Christian walk, that you will be that you will persevere. Jesus said in Luke chapter 21, verse 36, what we just read before, beware on the watch. Be always on the watch, always, and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Too many Christians are sleeping. They are not on the watch, and therefore the devil can easily snatch them. Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Always keep on praying. This is not a prayer in 5 minutes just before you leave the house in the morning. Pray always. To the Thessalonians, Paul wrote, chapter 5:17, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. It's one of the shortest Bible verses, but it's so powerful. Pray without ceasing. Pray without giving up. Pray without stopping. Someone told me, I can't do that, I have to go to work. You pray at work. You don't always have to concentrate. And if you have to concentrate, you can pray in a break time. You can pray during work. You can pray during cooking. You can pray while you do housework. You can pray while you drive a car or whatever you do. You can always pray. For prayer, you don't have to go on your knees. You can pray in every position, even quietly. Put your hand in front of your mouth and you can pray. There are many ways. How many times I'm in a tram or bus, I'm just putting my hand on the window sill and I pray. Nobody notices what I'm doing. So the last days will bring such challenges to our faith that we will need extraordinary strength to escape that destruction, that it will not affect us. Jesus said, the one who endures to the end will be saved. The one who endures to the end will be saved. Endurance means not to give up, not to stay back, but to push forward. Endurance means to continue with the church until the day of the rapture. Endurance means nothing should be more important to us than the church. Endurance means to love God more than the pleasures of the world. Both end time church attendance and end time prayers are designed by God for His people, that is for us, with the power to persevere through the extraordinary threats of the last days. Paul wrote this, understand this, that in the last days there will be times of difficulty, in 2 Timothy. It says, there have always been times when Christians were persecuted. In fact, all of the disciples were persecuted. They were all killed by their enemies except John. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus never said you will be blessed. You will have a blessed time in this world. You will have luxury. You will have plenty of money. All kinds of things. He didn't promise earthly pleasures. He sent us into the world for a mission. It says in Luke chapter 10 verse 3. Go your way. Behold, I send you as lambs among wolves. As lambs amongst wolves. He sends us as sheep amongst wolves. It's not a pleasant experience. Wolves kill the sheep and they eat them. Jesus said this to make us aware of what we are going to face. Jesus has sent us on a mission to reach the world for God. We should not be friends with the world. You cannot love the world and God. Either you love the one or the other. Yet Jesus also said, I will be with you throughout the ages. He said, I will never leave you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So what are we to pray? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, it says, first of all then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. Amen. Paul urges us to make different kinds of prayer. Yes, we do not pray for ourselves, but for those in authority, so that we may have a good life. Hundreds of years before that, Jeremiah asked the people in exile to pray for their city. Because he said, if your city prospers, you will also prosper. So, what should we pray for those in authority? Two things. We pray that they make wise decisions so that we have a good life. And second, we pray that they will not be deceived. This is very important these days as globalists and organizations try to force local politicians to accept their agenda. We pray that our politicians have the guts to refuse those global issues so that we can live in a free country. Pray for those leaders that they understand how to govern the country well. According to the Bible, all authority comes from God, and those in position of authority have been placed there by God. It says in Romans 13:1. This means that it is God who ordains the institutions of government, and that the role and purpose of government is mandated by Him. We may wonder how this can be, especially if our government is evil. Still, we pray for them. We also pray for our managers. If you are working somewhere, pray for your boss. Bless them, whether they are nice to you or not. God's blessing in their lives will change their behavior. Pray for your pastor, so that you will be able to minister to you well and do the work of God with joy. Pray for the pastor's family, for they are sometimes under attack because of the spiritual work of the pastor. Praying for our church leaders is an essential aspect of supporting and uplifting them in their spiritual journey. As believers, we recognize the importance of prayer in our lives, our own lives, and it is equally important to pray for our spiritual leaders. Through intercessory prayer, we can offer them strength and encouragement and wisdom and protection as they guide and shepherd the church community and those beyond. We have to understand the importance of prayer for church pastors and leaders. Prayer plays a crucial role in the lives of our spiritual leaders. It is through prayer that they connect with God, seek His guidance, and gain spiritual discernment. Our prayers provide a powerful cover of protection around them, shielding them from spiritual attacks, and enabling them to lead with clarity and confidence. Additionally, our intercession brings comfort and encouragement to their hearts, reminding them that they are not alone on their journey. Church leaders face numerous challenges and obstacles in their lives. They encounter spiritual warfare, emotional and physical exhaustion, the weight of decision making, prayers from the congregation provides them with much needed strength, wisdom and discernment to navigate these challenges. Additionally, our support through prayer shows our love and respect for them, encouraging them to persevere in their calling. Furthermore, church leaders often carry the burden of pastoral care for their congregation. They are responsible for providing guidance, counseling, and support to individuals and families in times of crisis or need. This is the emotionally draining and overwhelming. So by praying for our church leaders, we can lift them up and ask for God's guidance and strength as a minister to others. When we pray, we have to remember to whom we pray, to whom we pray. Sometimes I find Christians who pray without thinking. Blah, 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 blah. They go on and on and on, but their mind is not on God. They pray either in tongues or in different languages, and their mind is somewhere totally different. Ladies are praying and praying and think already at home what they have to do for lunch or for dinner. So when we pray, we have to understand that all prayer is directed to God. He is the Almighty, the great God. We must talk to Him in reverence. In these end times, we must be aware and watchful. Peter said the devil is like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. If you are not watchful, the lion will attack you. Jesus said to the disciples, watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The body is weak. Praying is protecting us from falling into temptation. Therefore, spend quality times of prayer. When you are at home, and you have children, you can pray when they sleep. You will not be disturbed while they sleep. You can pray. When you attend church, come in time and pray. Praying in a group is much easier than praying alone. As we are very close to the rapture, we must arise and pray. Command the devil to stop his harassing people. Somebody wrote to me today and said, please pray for me that I will be delivered. No, we tell the devil. We have the authority to tell the devil to stop what he's doing. To stop worldwide activity. Because his time is not yet. He has to stop doing the work of destruction. And you have to understand that you're a hero.
Amen.
You are a Christian.
Amen.
And you are a victor.
Amen.
Remember the standing that you have. Mm-hmm. You are called a child of God, a daughter or a son of God.
Amen.
In this earth.
Amen.
Use that authority as you pray and act. We must preach the gospel that many may receive salvation before it is too late.
Mm-hmm.
We must pray that the sick will be healed and possessed, delivered. The prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Elijah prayed, mm-hmm. and For 3.5 years, there was no rain. And again he prayed, and it rained. This is the power of prayer which moves mountains. Amen.
Amen.